I feel defiled. I am being accused of genocide, but it's me who's the victim. Karol Tendera, an Auschwitz survivor, feels very strongly about the foreign media and their reports on Polish concentration camps. The 95-year-old from Kraków puts a lot of energy and determination in dispelling historical negationism. He even took legal action against ZDF, the German television station. 100,430 was my name at the camp. He quickly recites in German his camp number that is still tattooed on his forearm. He was horrified by the place in which he had ended up. It was sheer hell. We were immediately told that it was a labor camp, not a health resort, and we would never leave it alive. The only way out was through the chimney stacks of the crematoria, says Karol Tendera.
Karol Fritz, taki był Lagerführer pierwszy.
There was a Lagerführer in Auschwitz. He habitually took the newly arrived prisoners to a place between the blocks, which they called Zugang in German. He was there with his henchmen and dogs because they were always afraid of rebellion. The camp leader told us, "You've just arrived at a German concentration camp. This is not a health resort. You are going to work really hard. Don't even think you will one day leave the camp. No one is going to get out of here alive." You can always test our barbed wires or electric fences if you don't like it. This is your way to freedom. All you need is to touch these high-voltage fences of ours. Your way to freedom is through the crematorium. He still remembers every single day of his life in Auschwitz and Birkenau. The grueling work of digging the trenches, the pain from the blows, the hunger and the thirst. "I was sure I was going to die," he admits. He managed to survive, but he was still far away from his freedom. In autumn 1944, Karol Tendera was transported to Fossenburg, a satellite camp in Leinmeritz in the Czech Republic, where he was detained until the end of the war.